Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing in our journey through the New Testament book of James. And here in chapter 3, something really interesting happens. James starts including himself in what he's writing. He says, "We all stumble." And I love that honesty. James isn't talking at us, he's standing with us. He knows how hard it is to live out our faith in everyday life, especially when it comes to the words we use. And in this section, James turns our attention to the tongue, or our speech. And honestly, there's a lot at stake here. Proverbs 18:21 reminds us the tongue has the power of life and death. Think about that. Every word we say carries weight. Words can heal or they can wound. They can bless or they can curse. They can build bridges or burn them down. Some of us can probably still remember a sentence spoken to us years ago, something that hurt deeply or something that gave us courage when we needed it most. Words stick. James says that with the same tongue we use to praise God, we sometimes turn around and tear people down who are made in his image. And he's saying, it shouldn't be like that. Because if people reflect God's image, then to curse them is, in a sense, to show contempt for the one who made them. So maybe today is a good day to slow down and pay attention to the words that come out of our mouths, or even the ones we type in firing off an email or post as we engage in the digital space. We all have the ability to bless and speak life, but that doesn't happen by accident. It happens when we stay close to his word and let his spirit shape our words. So before you speak today, maybe take a breath. Ask God, is what I'm about to say going to bring life or cause harm? Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. And as I pray this, you might want to press pause and use this just to spur on your own time in prayer. Lord Jesus, make me aware of how my words affect others. Forgive me for the careless ways that I might have spoken, intentionally or unintentionally. Father, show me where I need to make things right with someone I may have hurt with my words. And Holy Spirit, remind me how Jesus used his words to bless, to comfort, to restore. Help me to do the same in your name. Amen. Finally, let's talk about what it looks like to live this out. We don't want to be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Friends, take a moment today to intentionally speak life. Encourage someone. Maybe that's one of your kids. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a roommate or just one of your coworkers. Notice how that intentionality brings life into the relationship and even into that person's day. Notice how their eyes begin to light up as you are choosing to use your words to bless and not curse. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. Have a great Friday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.